here we are for another lovely day of some good old breatharian talk. And today we're talking about the unfooding workout. Unfooding workout. Now, as we talk about this, I have to bring this up because as I've been on this journey, I decided to build muscle mass. Yes, muscle mass without the food, strengthening the body. And with the traditional way where bodybuilding came on the scene, and the first Mr. Olympia was held in 1965, the whole idea was to bulk up the body, get a good definition of physique with muscles, but it was all in the food. But then it took a trip where people were really competing to see, not only you got that definition of muscle on the body, about how bulky they can take it. That's where it went now. And it's all in the food again, by how much food you can eat. So you got some people who's training that will eat every 2 hours, literally, abundant amount of calories, lifting the heavy, hard weights, and then going to sleep and start all over again. But these people are going for the big titles, competing, that's on the world. But when you're doing with the breatharian journey, I tell people all the time, it's a holistic health message. You should monitor your health. Don't look at being food free and going without food and water. That's a byproduct. And I see people all the time with all of these health problems, but they still can't wait till the day they be food free. They're pushing themselves. And I said, well, take a time out and look what's happening with your body. If you got pains there, aches there, that means that there's a energy blockage taking place in that area, and handle that first. Food freedom is just a byproduct of being healthy. So as I sit here doing this, I am sitting here a healthy person. The body feels good, no aches and pains, and there's still work I got to do. This is something. That's why in yoga, food freedom is a minor city power compared to the rest of the stuff we can do, because it is a mind-body connection. But I've opened up enough channels throughout the years where I'm getting enough energy from other energy sources that's in the atmosphere, and also what the body produces, to take the place of the dense physical food. That's why meditation is the foundation, and those who follow my message, I go over this over and over again. But it's hard for people, you know, you're getting into a new form of learning, and especially if you don't really know meditation. I know many people say they do because they're sitting there. But when people do come to my retreats, they do get an eye-opener. This is what he's talking about. And I do got to toot my horn on this. There's people who've been meditating for mostly all their lives and whatever, but when they get with me, it's a new phase, a new ball game. So when they go back to their old phase of meditation, it heightens their game. And this is what we want people to know, dealing on a breatharian journey. It's totally different than fasting, even though it's on the same avenue. Now, fasting is awesome. Right now, we got the most medical benefits in the world, in this age that we live in, talking about the power of fasting. Doing without food lowers blood pressure. I could go on and on with all the benefits, and heals chronic diseases if done properly with the right medical supervision. Now, on a breatharian journey too, of course people is going for the big bulk of it. No food and no water, and I don't teach that at all. Why would you want to bypass water? And water has so many benefits. At least look at that. And I tell people I never dry fasted my way into breatharianism. You just back up off the water because it makes you feel uncomfortable because you're tired of using the bathroom. But if you're not there yet, and this is a very high-rated art, It does take years to really master your mind. This is mind mastery. Your mind never goes to sleep and never stops. And every day and every night you're awake, the mind is like a burning flame, and you always have more consistency on the way you're thinking than before. And you're always dealing with change, so this is not for a lazy person, a slack person. You got to get your emotions in check for the most part, really completely. And you do have control over your physical body. Let's act like we don't. That's why your brain is a part of your body, just like your leg is part of your body. So you're gaining back control slowly, because you do have control of that. That's like a gift. We could transform ourselves. We do it all the time. And this is the first phases of mind over matter. You also control your atmosphere. Your mind is hooked up with the atmosphere around it. And we are under universal law. So this is the whole bulk of the teaching, without getting those other ideas of what you're going to become. This is why Guinness Book of World Records don't take on how long people could go without food, because the main thing growing up in this society, people want to be rich. So people will starve themselves, even if it kills them, just to be famous and get money. I'm shooting straight from the hip. This is a high spiritual practice. It's been in spiritual religious circles. Going without food is associated with divinity. And even when we deal with the breath theory and message, it's an ancient term for fasting, which means to eat very little or none at all. So first, what I teach now, I try to get people at least to love water and juice fasting, to maintain that type of discipline. And water fasting, actually, if you was to go 3 months with water only, you're considered a breatharian, because water has no calories to it. But let's get deeper into how to build muscle and stuff like this, and how can it take place when you're dealing with no food like that. And actually, to me, it's easy, but as we get into it for the other people here, let's see what we come up with. All right, I'm looking at something here. Fasting workout benefits. So there is a lot of documentation on fasting and working out, and for the most part, most of it is awesomely good. We do got to say that. And all right, let me get here for a minute. But the thing about it is about hormone production and hormone regeneration when you're not fasting. You have great brain health when you're not fasting, so that's why it's good to work out. It increases protein production in the body, because protein is produced in the brain. Those of you who don't know that, it's time to get caught up on that, because knowledge is not stopping just because you learned about the body or parts of it when you was in school. It went really somewhere else now. All right, hold on. I'm just trying to get to some articles here. I had some, but as my mind get to seeing what's best for the people here. All right, it's going slow here. So I guess it's just time for me to talk. But anyway, to start regenerating or helping with your hormone production in the body, your chemicals. So protein production is increased in the brain. An overfed brain is a sick brain, because our brain is sitting in the fluid. But the main things we start building, making stronger and better testosterone. Both men and women have testosterone, so when you're going without food and you're exercising, more testosterone is built in both sexes. This is awesome. And testosterone is sort of like a steroid. in a way. We say it's a steroid for men, but keep in mind women produces it also. So that really builds your adrenaline when you start training your body to exercise without food. Now keep in mind that a body with little or no body fat, really less body fat, cuts up really, really quick. So I don't even use weights at all, even though it looks like it. I do straight calisthenics, because lifting the weights, you have to be dependent if you're traveling somewhere to try to find a gym and all this other stuff. But also, you don't want to damage the body. Going too much like that, putting too much resistance. On a breath-in journey, you want, I recommend you're exercising without the weights. Just use body resistance, because you're still dealing with breaking up energy blockages, and you don't want to overlift to where you will create energy blockages again. And when you do that, you're going to be forced to get hungry and eat again. Now, this does take time to get used to working out without eating. And even with the fluids, I trained myself to do a good workout and don't drink anything until after the workout. And then I went to doing it longer and longer periods, but that's at the more advanced levels. That's going to most definitely take years for you. If you're new in the game, new here in this, you've been on the path for a while, don't even try it. Get used to the water, because water attracts light to it. It don't have the calories, but it does attract light, just like hemoglobin and just like the melanin, the neural melanin, or if you got the regular hue melanin, or there's three types of melanin here, but all of them are good harvesters of light. And light is energy. See, the organs in the body needs energy, and it needs a lot of it. So when you're on a breath-in journey, what makes this different than the conventional fasting methods, again, meditation is the foundation, because that's teaching the practitioner how to tap into other energy sources internally and externally. Oh, yes. Sort of like your sexual fluids have a whole lot of wonderful energy within it. So your sex life is going to change. You do want a great portion of that, or all of it, where your body's producing better sexual fluid to reabsorb itself back into your blood. And then your human growth hormones, you start producing a whole better quality of those type of hormones, which are energy sources. Human growth hormone, a lot of science has been in it for quite some decades now, and it's like they're using that or relating it to physical immortality. I might as well go there. Yes, the elite is working on that, because the biology of the body shows it could do a whole lot of things. But again, this is in religious lore, especially in yoga, but it all depends on the mind of the person, how far you can take it. Everybody don't have the mind for these levels, so, you know, to each his own of dealing with your belief systems and stuff like that. And even if you love eating, intermittent fasting is on the scene now. Less calorie intake and working out, you will have tremendous benefits. So again, you will cut up very good. Meditation is the thing that people should learn adding into their workout. Because keep in mind, even when you deal with yoga, dealing with the different asanas and the positions, that should be done before you go into meditation. See, it's still exercise, just another form. You want to still work on that flexibility. I do a lot of walking every day, every single day. And I'm always in nature too. That makes a difference when you're going without food. So I do work out outside, mostly. It depends where I'm traveling, how's the weather. But get that exercise in, because muscle does hold energy once you reverse how you want the body to behave. So these are just things I'm pointing out for you, that in ancient times, diet and exercise was the first initiations of spirituality. But we could even change that word spirituality to now say energy cultivation. Your whole goal is to deal with energy, frequency, and vibration, and you want to start rotating to the higher levels of it, dealing with your thought process. Yes, exercise brings more energy into the body. Meditation does the same thing. It breaks up blockages, get blood flow. Breatharianism is a health message all the way. You should look good. You should have muscle, a good physical body. And I ain't saying all muscular like you got to show off, but it should be strong. And you do get stronger going without food. And I got to tell you, stop trying to go all the way out that's a breatharian. Every day you're going at it, dealing with your thought process, dealing with your mind, dealing the way you look, dealing with the way you feel, because ultimately this is mind mastery. Your mind does create your reality, but you must come into that realization. So I'm giving these warnings and tips out to you because I've been in this for decades and I just make it look easy. But for the practitioner, be happy where you're at and just keep monitoring your health and go with the flow. And get those other reasons out of your head, because you got to question yourself why you want to even come on this path. And I hit it right on the head. Most people just want to come into it for fame, richness, to make sure they think they're going to be something. But I got news for you. There's a reason I got used to being a minimalist, because a lot of people's not going without food. So this isn't going to make you rich like that, okay? I gotta say it. I slept outside many times because I had nowhere to sleep. As you know, my YouTube channel, I give a lot of information for free. That's just the way I am. You know, I hope to get donations, and some people really don't have the will to give. So that's just the way it is. If you think that's what's going to make you rich or famous and this and that, absolutely not. And people rather spend their money on food and stuff. But I'm just bringing that up to you. You can get that out of your head, get that out of your mind. Now, of course, on one level, fame and fortune is two different things. So I am famous on the tip that by me putting out this information is documented. So wherever it goes in the future, it's not going to stop now when we're dealing with human potential and human health. And I'm just one of the first fruits. There was many before me, but there's some good, solid information here. If you take your time, you can really transform yourself and transform your life. So it's about hormone production, getting these hormones online. Your cells, your body will first start burning up the carbohydrates that it depends on for energy, what you're doing without food. And immediately, once it burnt all of those carbohydrates up and don't have that in your body, or you're going to go work out, you're immediately going to the fat in the body. So this will really help you dealing with weight loss, burning up those fat reservoirs. And that's when we bring up the ketones. Ketones start going into the blood, which is another energy source that start really working with the muscles, feeding the muscles on what they need. You should really look good. If you're going the other way with it, don't overdo it. And the good thing about when you get used to unfooding and working out, you don't have to do it the traditional way like you did it. Every day is different for me. I do walking every day. But when you're doing push-ups and you're working on your the pole, if you can find a park or whatever, working on tricep dips, doing squats, using no weights, just going up and down, using your body weights. It takes more repetition, of course, to build that lean muscle mass, which is very fantastic because you'll feel a way that you never felt before. But after it goes through the fat reservoirs, that's why the meditation part kicks in and really working on your total lifestyle. Smoking anything will really block energy. I see people who used to come on a path, even though they got the food and the fasting part, they still want to bring other activities along. And you must know that, yes, it does block energy blockages. And you want to free your body up a lot more. So I'm just putting this out here. There's more to it, though. But live this full holistic lifestyle. The brain never sleeps, even when you think you're asleep, so you don't even know if you're dreaming or awake. And it's a constant thing. This isn't a process where you say, I have arrived, but that's how many people got the concept of the breatharian journey. It goes every day. As I'm doing this broadcast, it's like 1 a.m. and I'm sitting here. Can't wait till the sun to rise, but it's another day to start. Make decisions, how you feel, what you're going to do. And this feeling state feels so good as I look at my body in the mirror, look at the abdomen. I put too much work in this stage, you know, to want it to consume certain things, you understand. So that's why you start outgrowing it. It's not a forced thing altogether. You've never been in a state before. You want to see where it's going to go. You're taking your time along the way. But the main thing, if your health's still feeling bad as you're on a journey, don't push it to go further. Tweak yourself. Make little adjustments so you can better your health. This is a holistic health message. And there's many different levels of degrees of a breatharian. So you are able to use the word, I am a breatharian practitioner. I'm a pranic practitioner. I work with energy work. I eat very little. You understand? So you're already on a level. You don't have to be intimidated. And when we mean very little, okay, if it's 1 meal a day, that's cool. You can eat once every 3 days. You can eat once a week. You can actually grow to that experience. You understand? But it's a wonderful experience to be on once you start opening up these other doors within your being, within your potential. Always be careful when you're working with your health. If you're already on medication, work with your doctors. You understand this isn't about starving yourself and you're going to magically get healed. If you can't do the basics of diet and exercise, there is a thing called eating healthy. Yes, it is. There's some foods that have higher energies than others, and don't overeat. Exercise. Put these things in your life so you can start feeling more energetic. That's an indication right there that you got more energy flow. And then you can start tweaking from there where you start seeing yourself transforming, because our bodies is sort of like a clay. You know, you transform it and body shifts and all this other good stuff. It's always producing the hormones. It never goes to sleep. The heart is always beating. So it's always changing for us. And this is the best way you can take part in your evolution, which means change. As we keep changing and developing ourselves and developing your life. Because when you start mastering your mind, you can control the energies of your life. All right, peace and blessings. I hope you got a lot out of this. The unfooding, exercising. They go hand in hand. Enjoy, don't overdo it. And you're the scientist of your life and your body. Your environment is the laboratory. Peace and blessings. I love you. Keep up the good work.